the dogs out. All right, let's get this sled moving. Oh, hi, guys. Today we're participating in the Gillette de Gloucester Trail Sled Dog Race. That's right. And on the way, we're going to be learning how football players use sleds to condition themselves
in body, mind, and motion.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Here we go. Can I get a hot chocolate? It's cold. Football sleds are the cornerstone of a solid lines training regimen. They teach linemen to drive, extend their legs and arms, and react to hits from the other line. The sleds help build strength, quickness, agility, and position knowledge, developing skills that can take to the field, like coming in and out of their stance and how to get off a block while reacting to a ball carrier. There are many kinds of sleds. Some you push and some you pull. We've all seen the pushing kind on football practice fields everywhere. What makes sleds effective in training athletes? Resistance! Mom, I don't want to eat the Brussels sprouts. Well, that's one kind of resistance. Resistance can be scientifically defined as a force operating opposite the direction of motion. As Newton's third law states, a force is a push or pull that acts upon an object as a result of its interaction with another object. If you're going to be interacting with your opponent's offensive lineman, you better sled up, or you'll be forced to the ground and looking at clouds rather than running backs. Let the force be with you. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! There's nobody even close! Welcome to Rhode Island! Wait a minute, we're going the wrong way! Pull, stop, pull! The pulling kind, or weighted sled, have taken off in popularity over the past few years. They look like a hybrid of a football training sled and a pallet at a warehouse. One of the most important distinctions between sled exercises and most other types of resistance work is that with a sled, there is no eccentric or negative part of the movement. There are three distinct phases in the movement of muscles and tendons. Isometric, no movement, concentric, contracting, and eccentric, extracting. All three of these stages in muscle movements have an effect on muscle tissue and tendons. Tendons are what attach the muscle to the bone. For example, in a biceps curl, the action of lowering the dumbbell back down from the lift is the eccentric phase of that exercise. As long as the dumbbell is lowered slowly rather than letting it drop, the bicep muscle is in a state of contraction to control the rate of descent of the dumbbell. Eccentric motion is tough on muscles. Since sled training only has a concentric movement, it's a great way to work your muscles without beating them up too much. We made it! You know, the dogs resisted at first, but I promised them some Lobster Gloucester dog treats if we made it. Oh, you guys are great, and so is the sled. You know, just like NFL linemen, it's hard to get to the finish line. That's Super Bowl. Yeah. Without doing some sledding and training with resistance. With any big goal in life, you're going to be sure to meet resistance. But keep on keeping on. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. I'll take that hot chocolate now.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, the bigger the hit, the better. But what's it like when your friend is on the other side of the ball?
If one of your good friends is a running back, it's kind of weird when you're trying to tackle him at this level.